Believe it or not, it's For Pete's Sake Day. Did you ever wonder just who Pete was? Shelley Fraser-Mickle has, and she has this story for us today.
Nobody knows who Pete was, who got the saying going, For Pete's Sake. All we knew growing up in the 50s was that Pete was the best friend we had when we were frustrated and had recently slipped up and had had our mouths washed out for saying something stronger than For Pete's Sake. The old mouth-washing ritual went like this. Whenever I let loose with a grown-up word that fell into the category of cussing, and even though I wasn't even sure what exactly the words meant except that, boy, did they sound good when you were trying to nail a nail and instead hit your finger with a hammer, or some other time when you were so angry you could spit nails, and so this is how it would go. My mother would put soap on a wash rag, and I'd have to lean over the sink and stick my tongue out while she scrubbed the bad words off. Eventually, this became my first real lesson in understanding the power of metaphor, because I knew those words weren't on my tongue, they were in my head. But eventually, the wash rag taught me to keep the grown-up words to myself, and when that happened, Pete became my best friend. For Pete's Sake was what I could say even in Sunday school when Matt Taylor spilled paste on my patent leather shoes. Oh, for the love of Pete is what I could yell out loud in the middle of class when Tommy Lewis flew a paper airplane into my head, or when I spilled my lunch or dropped my books, or when I got back a geography test that had red pencil marks all over it. The truth is, saying For Pete's Sake saved me from the wash rag for most of my life. But today, I think Pete is dead. I recently went to a children's museum, and there were 3 fourth-grade classes there and at least 5 second-grades. In other words, the place was running over with kids, and not once did I hear anyone say, "Oh, for Pete's sake." Instead, I heard 25 good griefs, 16 growls, and 1 for crying out loud, and 2 crying out loud for real. I don't know about you, but I already miss Pete.
Shelley Fraser-Mickle's latest book is a novel called The Turning Hour.